in the lunchtime edition. Barbados's new Constitution Reform Commission gets down to work, holding its first meeting. The Met Office closely watching a tropical wave to the east that it says has the potential to develop. Today declared a national holiday in Grenada as a new government is voted in. Prime Minister-elect Deacon Mitchell calls it a victory for democracy and the people. Political analyst Peter Wickham admits shock at the election outcome as new DLP president Dr. Ronnie Yearwood says he's encouraged by the Grenada result. And in the U.S., the Supreme Court strikes down abortion rights. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC, First Caribbean International Bank, and Insurance Corporation of Barbados, always there when you need us most.
How good is your motor cover? Well, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. No one wants to have a car accident, but accidents do happen where we least expect them. With ICBL Motor Insurance, you have the comfort of knowing that our OmniPlus roadside team will come to your aid, your straightforward claims are settled quickly, and claims payments are guaranteed. Save 12.5% when you purchase new motor insurance online. You can also renew your policy and choose varying payment options using your Visa debit or credit card. It is that easy. Remember, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. Learn more at ICBL.com. ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
You're always on the go. We know life can be a daily rush. CIBC, First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online.
Grenada's victorious Prime Minister-elect Deacon Mitchell addressing supporters last evening after his National Democratic Congress, NDC, toppled Dr. Keith Mitchell's new national party in yesterday's general elections by a margin of 9 seats to 6. The 44-year-old Mr. Mitchell, an attorney, led his NDC to a surprise victory just 8 months after taking over the leadership of the party. Mr. Mitchell, who has declared today a national holiday and Saturday and Sunday national days of prayer, termed his election triumph a victory for democracy and the people.
Well, give thanks to God for the day and the night that he's made and for ensuring that all of PT Martin, Carrington, and Grenada got through today safely. And democracy, freedom, and the power of the people, the power of the people.
Grenada's new Prime Minister-elect Deacon Mitchell. The 75-year-old former Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Mitchell, had been head of government in Grenada since 2013 and was the longest-serving PM, having held office for more than 19 years. He had also scored 2 successive 15-0 victories. Political pollster and analyst Peter Wickham admits being shocked by the Grenada general election result. He was speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program.
And I think the term, well, is appropriate. In this business, I am seldom surprised. And I must tell you that last night was easily one of the biggest political surprises that I have received in my career, which is almost approaching the 25-year mark. Hearty congratulations to the incoming Prime Minister of Grenada, President, Prime Minister-elect Deacon Mitchell. He has essentially written his name in one fell swoop on the history books of the Caribbean. The gentleman has gone from being a political unknown, never having sought political office before, his first time as a candidate, 2 years after he declared an interest in politics, 1 year after he declared an interest in the leadership of the NDC and succeeded, he has become the Prime Minister of Grenada and he's essentially made political history.
Mr. Wickham believes that the former Prime Minister Mitchell tried to hang on to power a little too long and outlived his welcome. He believes there are important lessons for other politicians across the region.
Important lessons for leaders in Barbados, the Caribbean, and beyond. In politics, you need to know when to quit. And I think that this is probably the message of greatest importance. So Dr. Mitchell seems not to have known when to quit, and he's paid the ultimate price. I think it's just so unfortunate that he has allowed himself to be dismissed by the people as opposed to having taken his retirement. But such is the nature of politics. You can't tell a man when he is to retire. And as a result, he has gone down in flames, so to speak.
Peter Wickham, meantime, the leader of the Democratic Labour Party, the president, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, sees similarities between himself and Deacon Mitchell, who addressed the recent DLP conference. Dr. Yearwood feels encouraged by the Grenada election outcome.
Of course we're encouraged. You know, the NDC is our sister party, and some may recall that Deacon Mitchell was here at the DLP special conference just in May, where he was elected the leader. So there are lots of similarities, there are parallels, and we're encouraged, of course. But at the same point, you know, you take these things as they are, and each country has their own individual circumstances. And the reality is that we, as a Democratic Labour Party, we're on the ground, and we're readying ourselves, and it's about getting on the ground and doing the hard work and meeting people where they are.
DLP President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood in the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there when you need us most.
Are you operating a small business from home with your tools and materials at the residence? Have you accumulated a number of electronic gadgets for culinary, entertainment, or career purposes? Have you thought about what would happen if you lose them all to fire or flood, or what it would cost you to replace those items? Don't be left in despair by not having the coverage you need. Have peace of mind with an ICBL policy that gives you the protection you need at extremely affordable prices. Protect your livelihood and your personal effects today. Visit ICBL.com to learn more about our contents coverage. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
The newly appointed Constitution Reform Commission held their first official meeting today with selecting a deputy chair first on the agenda. Speaking during the official launch at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center this morning, Attorney General Dale Marshall said the committee will seek the widest possible consultation with the public.
In recent days, the government has been criticized for taking too long to get on with the process of constitutional reform. Let me remind those commentators that the course of constitutional reform, properly done, is not something to be hastened and raced along. It is a lengthy and complex and costly process. And the consultative process that the Commission will take charge of is no small undertaking. We've had to consider carefully such things as how will it be able to capture the interests of the Barbadian public? How will we carry out the process of educating the Barbadian public? How will we utilize the new platforms of communication in order to reach every possible Barbadian? We will be requiring the deepest possible consultation across every community and sector of Barbados and on every element of our Constitution. And that is exactly what will be done.
Attorney General Dale Marshall, there's a tropical wave to the east of Barbados that weather forecasters say has potential for development. The Deputy Director of Barbados Meteorological Services, Brian Murray, notes the system continues to be closely watched.
The Barbados Meteorological Services is closely monitoring the progress of a tropical wave in the eastern Atlantic, located along 28 degrees west, and that was at 5 a.m. today on the 24th of June 2022. Current model guidance suggests that there is some potential for development early next week as the system tracks westward at about 15 to 20 miles per hour, or that is equivalent to 24 to 32 kilometers per hour. regardless of its development, the Barbados Meteorological Services will kindly like to remind the public to stay alert for updates issued by the BMS over the next few days and other official sources. The next update will be issued at 5 p.m. today.
Deputy Director of the Met Office, Brian Murray. And finally, millions of women in the U.S. will lose the legal right to abortion after the Supreme Court overturned a 50-year-old ruling that legalized it nationwide. The court struck down the landmark Roe v. Wade decision weeks after an unprecedented leaked document suggested it favored doing so. Our top stories. Barbados' new Constitution Reform Commission gets down to work, holding its first meeting. The Met Office, closely watching a tropical wave to the east that it says has the potential to develop, today declared a national holiday in Grenada as a new government is voted in. And in the U.S., the Supreme Court strikes down abortion rights. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, Amstead.